have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca.
I'm your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey. And we welcome you to our open mic on this great Tuesday night. We're very excited to be here and play some good music. So I think we're just going to jump straight into it for this beginning. So,
yeah, so the first song you guys are going to be listening to is Furthest Place by Q Vero. And the album is Cowboy Witchcraft. And they're from Calgary. So please enjoy.
Enjoy.
Take the dog and the van and the TV stand. All the things, all the things, all the things I've acquired, just to feel a little inspired. I set the living room on fire. I set the living room on fire with all the pretty little trinkets I dressed the walls and the sink in, just to feel something I wasn't feeling in your arms. Wasn't feeling at all. Just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole. Just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole. On my side of the bed, on my side of the bed. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello there, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And welcome back from the break. What was our last song that we just played?
Oh, our last song was Picture Of by Body Wash. And there's a few other songs before that. Well, tell me, Corey, what were they?
That was Body Wash. You also heard Good Girl by Jockstrap and Taylor Sky. And you also heard, I believe, was it The Furthest?
The Violent Youth. And the song was Okay, you know what? It's a Russian-German post-punk, so it's probably like Sertsdub.
Yes, and we accidentally played that twice.
Yeah, but so, not an accident. It was just so good.
Just amazing. It was amazing. We had to do that double play.
No accidents happen.
Nope.
When we're on open mic, guys.
Oh, no accidents.
We were like, they need to hear that again. I don't think it got the appreciation it needed.
Yeah. We need more Russians.
We need some more Russians and Germans in our little set list.
Yes.
And for Body Wash, they're dream pop from Montreal. And that entire album, I Held the Shape While I Could, is really good. And I recommend that you should listen to it because I think they're pretty underrated.
Yeah. Montreal, there's a lot of great Montreal artists. Like Men I Trust.
Yeah.
Men I Trust, Katy Tupper. Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Not Katy Tupper. I mean, Katy Tupper's actually from Saskatoon. I'm messing up my artist. But
well,
yes,
there's a lot. And also, I found out recently that Grimes, she was born in Vancouver, but she actually like started her music journey in Montreal. So I was
I never knew
Grimes was Canadian.
Canadian born. Interesting.
But yeah, Montreal I think is the place.
Yeah,
to be.
My family is going to Montreal this Friday and they left me at home. So
Dang. There's
that. I really want to go to Montreal though. It seems pretty cool, but you've been to Montreal.
I've been to Montreal. Like, all my friends are either living in Montreal or moving to Montreal while I'm staying in Vancouver, so it's super tragic. But yeah. I think it is, like, I want to move to Montreal at some point as well because everything's cheaper. It seems a little more fun over there, a little more European. Like,
yeah, I agree.
You know, I just feel a little different. A little different flavor would be good.
Yeah, a little mix up in some life, but Vancouver's not too bad itself. But yeah, Montreal, I know that they have good Vietnamese food. Kind of random, but really
a little tidbit
there.
From Corey.
They got that French influence because they've been colonized.
Okay, yeah, true, I guess.
So that, but I don't think I could deal with the cold weather in Montreal. You know?
No, that's a thing. But when I was there, I went in April, so I mean the weather was completely fine. But there's a disco night, one of the best nights of my life.
That
gotta say,
amazing.
Yeah,
disco night.
Where are the disco nights nowadays, guys?
Yeah,
like come on, it's 2024. It feels like disco's so far in the past, but we need to bring back disco nights. I feel
exactly.
They used to be bigger, no?
I feel like, well, there's definitely, back in the day, we have that acid jazz, and we had Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
We love him, but no one listens to him anymore, especially in Vancouver, because everyone's just playing electronic music now. And, you know, we need some
electronic
mix-up.
And Drake, I'm feeling, is the biggest hits.
Nothing against Drake, but
I have something against Drake.
You have something against Drake? Right now,
personally,
say it.
I don't have, like, nothing specific, just, like,
too
his
much.
Aura in general, I have something against.
Is
and
it
like
just
his
the people,
persona.
The people who follow Drake?
Just his voice, his songs. Like, I don't mind his music, but I don't love it.
I like them sometimes, but I feel like all the songs sound very, very similar. I can't really tell the difference between a lot of them because they have the same beat, same rhythm, and you know, to a point, it's like, okay. Time to move on.
One Drake song per night at a club. I don't know about you guys, but that's enough for me. Like, once they're playing 3-4 in a row, I'm like, okay,
calm down.
Is not an album party. Like, can we please chill out? Let's swap out Drake for disco. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That should be the new movement,
yes.
I feel.
We're going to create, in the future, a band, and we're also going to create a disco club.
So we have a lot of big plans, guys.
Yeah. We have a big to-do list.
Yeah, it's all starting from this open mic.
Oh, yes.
Little sessions. Like, we're going to hop off from this.
We're going to take over
do
Vancouver.
Some crazy stuff. Yeah, you guys, you listeners right now, you're going to hear us. You're like, oh, yeah, Corey and Stella. This is our origin story.
This is just the beginning.
I mean? We're going to conquer some places in Vancouver. But that's for another time.
You'll see a building with our name on it soon enough.
Yeah.
But just
soon
keep
enough.
Your eyes open.
It's in the works. We don't want to give away too much right now.
Yeah.
But Down with Drake is going to be one of our
Down
one
with
my
Drake.
First action plans.
I see that happening.
Yeah, but anyway,
there's some other music venues other than just Drake. Like,
yeah,
there's,
that's true.
One of my favorites is Frankie's Jazz Club, I believe. Jazz Bar,
oh,
Jazz
what?
Club.
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I actually searched it up because I was looking for jazz venues in Vancouver because there's not too many. And
yeah.
It is amazing. You get a whole dinner and you get to hear some.
What?
Yes, you get to hear saxophone and piano and it's, oh my.
Wait, where is it located?
It's
is it downtown?
It's in downtown Vancouver. I don't know the specific street.
Oh, no, that's
but,
fine. But I just want to know, like,
yeah,
where.
it was out of a movie scene, it felt like. It was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, I'm in La La Land.
When did you go there?
I went in my last year of high school, so that would have been grade 12.
You were allowed in there?
I went with a friend and our parents because I checked the website. And I was like, do you let under 18-year-olds in?
Yeah.
And they were like, yes. So I got to hear jazz music at around 17 or 18, which was
nice.
Great.
And
yeah.
Your parents probably, you know, paid for the dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too.
They paid for the dinner. That's
good.
Why they're there. But
okay. Yeah. Maybe I should go with my parents.
Yeah. Go with your parents.
Up.
I say that's the rule of life is just go with your parents to anything you like. I'm actually going to,
yeah.
I've used this technique today.
I feel like everyone knows what the technique is.
Everyone knows this technique. But
yeah.
I'm going with my grandparents on March 23rd to see Shen Yun, the Chinese dance show. So
with this, like they have like this
yes,
cool costume,
the cool,
like billowing in the wind
oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that
we got
sounds awesome.
The neon outfits and... Yeah, it's. I'm really excited.
Wait, when is it? When is it
it's
coming up?
March. It is March 23rd. But it is like going across a couple span of days. So I believe it's from March 20th to March 25th in Vancouver, is what I believe. I'm not 100%, but if you'd like, you can check it out on their website.
Yeah, you
but,
guys should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out myself.
Yeah,
too.
It's
kind of cool.
It's amazing, but the prices are pretty expensive.
Yeah, check it out and invite your parents to come
yes,
with you.
Invite your parents and get them to pay.
Yeah.
But, thank you, Mom.
No matter
you, Mom.
How old you are, I feel like this trick
yeah.
could still work.
Yeah, no
you
matter
know?
How old you are. You could be 80 and you'd be like, hey,
well,
oh, hopefully. Wait a minute. Might not be alive by then. But
sorry, guys. Maybe like a sister or brother also
yeah.
could do the trick when you're 80. I'm not sure what
yeah.
the rules
become. Use that technique. And it's at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which is really nice. I think that's one of the nicest venues in Vancouver.
Really nice.
Really nice. Really nice. I don't know. What's your favorite venue, you think?
My favorite venue in Vancouver. For what? Just
I don't know.
For, like,
music. I'd
music
say music.
Or anything?
Yeah.
I kind of like Paradise.
Ooh, I've never
there's
heard
also
that.
Like B Drive does a lot of events and it's
oh,
like underneath
right.
this Jamaican restaurant. And that's pretty fun normally
ooh,
down there.
We have some underground
yeah, some
music.
Literally
news here.
Underground.
But I was thinking more like oh like the Biltmore Cabaret.
How do you pronounce that? It sounds so fancy.
Yeah, it sounds very fancy. Or the Commodore Ballroom.
Commodore Ballroom.
I feel like I should be dancing.
I want to go to the Commodore Ballroom.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing name, first of all. I just go for the name, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's yeah. That's enough of our music
okay,
venue.
Yeah.
Boring you with our music venues, but
no. I'm sure everyone's. You guys are writing this down, right?
Yes.
I hope you are. Okay.
And probably lots of you have been out to these venues, anyways. If you're listening to our local community radio, so
yeah, you're probably participating in the local
yeah.
community
yes.
in Vancouver.
You
in
probably
general.
You probably all know it. So, but we're gonna play you some.
Oh
music,
yeah, this
though.
Is a good transition because this is a local. Girl, she went to my high school, local woman, actually, Savannah Reed. She's from Vancouver, very underrated. I really want you guys to check her out on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. She's super good. She's inspired by jazz and R&B, beautiful
awesome.
Voice. Yeah, I'm like a big supporter of her secretly because,
yeah.
you know, Templeton pride. But this is Patience by Savannah Reed. We hope you enjoy.
Can I be honest with you? My pearly white's broken too. And I can't find any glue. was wondering if I could use you. Can you be honest with me?